Thank you for choosing the 13th Avenue Media Podcast. We're so happy you're here. We know you have so many choices, and for you to choose us is really awesome. So thank you. If you like the podcast, please share it with somebody else. And if you're thinking about doing some marketing and advertising in the year we live in, which is 2021, consider sponsoring a podcast. Reach out and we'll give you the deets. Enjoy the show. Don't forget to hit us up or do a review or subscribe. That would be awesome. Enjoy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm very happy today to present Hilton Bell. Hilton Bell is not only the co-founder of Image Studios in Dunedin, but he's a painter, he's an artist, he has this great accent. He's coming to you all the way from Australia. Okay, maybe not. He was born there, though. Welcome to the show, Hilton.
Thanks, Sharon. Thanks for having me.
Very excited for us to have this conversation. Of course, I'm very happy that there is something innovative happening in Dunedin. So I would like to get started with that, if you don't mind. Sound good?
Sure, why not? That's a good place to start.
Okay, so Tampa Bay, of course, which is 13th Avenue Media, is all about really shining a light on all of these businesses that are surrounding us here in Tampa Bay. And I had the great pleasure of meeting Hilton and his lovely wife, Julie, through Amber Lopez, who's with Amber Salon Sustainability. And when she told me that there was this hip, chic, cool, collaborative workspace for stylists, for estheticians, I was like, in Dunedin? I want to go there. So tell us about how this concept came to fruition for you to open up in Dunedin.
Okay, sure. Well, obviously coming from a hairdressing and beauty background for many decades and in Australia and here and being involved in the hairdressing industry in numerous ways, I was just looking at what way that we could actually help beauty professionals become entrepreneurs. And to me, everything is constantly changing. And, in this day and age, it's like, what's an innovative way to actually help beauty professionals? And to me, it's sort of like, what worked in the 80s, what worked in the 90s, early 2000s is the world's constantly changing. And I think it's the boutique experience these days is one of specialization, and as big corporations take over numerous things and expand and one thing and another, I think it's important that, beauty professionals can't be replaced by AI or what have you, but it's giving the individual beauty professional opportunity to actually shine and providing an environment where they can actually concentrate on their work and their clients and what they do best, which is create, where we take care of all the other periphery things that, is needed to run a business. And there's numerous things, as we all know, that anybody that's been in business, there's lots of different things that have to be taken care of. And we take care of those so that people can just concentrate on really their art and their craft and their passion and their what it is they love. And interestingly, the feedback we get from the salon pros we have in there in Image is like, oh my God, I love being here because I can concentrate on my client.
So I want to talk about from an outsider looking in. That would be me. Okay.
Okay, sure.
So I am an entrepreneur. You are an entrepreneur. And I have always been very curious when I would go get my hair done for many, many years about is this person an employee or are they renting a chair? Because I have a girlfriend in New York that owns a few salons. So she would give me the 411 that not everybody that works in a salon is actually an employee. They're contractors, right? So their investment isn't always the same. And then it's also complicated for them to maybe market their business the way they want to maybe the colors they want to choose for the space that they're in. And I've always been fascinated by how unhappy some people would be. So your concept allows entrepreneurs, and even if they're not entrepreneurs, but they've always wanted to do their own thing, to go and have a space where the Wi-Fi is provided, the lighting is provided, you don't have to worry about the electric bills and all of the things that you have to actually worry about when you rent your own building or your own space. You are just paying a landlord. It's like renting a home. You don't have to take care of all the maintenance. You have to take care of your own space and that's it, correct?
That is absolutely correct. All that periphery stuff you just talked about, it's all included in, you pay your rent and the electricity, the water, the Wi-Fi, the laundry facility, it's all provided so that people, right under the one roof where people can just concentrate, they can decorate their space the way they want. Colors, this, that, furniture, they make it their own space, put their own personality into it, which, let's face it, just the ability to be able to go, this is the way I want to present myself to the marketplace, and the equipment they want, so forth. We provide all the basic equipment, but people make it their own space, and it's theirs, and they, it's just fascinating to watch people beam, it's like they're in their own environment, let's face it.
And they're inspired.
Yes, it's absolutely, and it's just refreshing to allow people to be able to go, good, this is your space, make it your own.
Yeah. Well, I too belong to a collaborative workspace in Clearwater at the Ring.
Yep.
And for me, it was a space of wellness, and it spoke to all of the things that I thought would be really great for my brand. So I know that when somebody is designing to say, step out in faith and open their own business, it can be super scary, right? Sure. So I had already been in business for a few years when I joined the Ring. But I had been working from home for a long time in my home office. And I would say joining a space like the one I'm in, where there's all entrepreneurs, gave me this reassurance that, I'm not in this by myself. Although this is my own business, there are a ton of people around me that are doing the same thing, that are, inspired, even struggling sometimes. So there's really great people around me and in the beauty industry. What better way to do hair or do Botox or nails than all together, where everybody's focus is on beauty and aesthetics?
Absolutely correct. I mean, the great thing that the mixture of people that we have in Image in Dunedin is hairdressers, estheticians, beauticians, people doing makeup, permanent makeup, eyelashes, Botox, there's a massage, there's an amazing mix of talents and entrepreneurs, and the cross-marketing goes on. It's really an interesting combination, because you get the collaborative aspect, or the collective, if you like, but yet you're completely doing your individual thing. And there's an amazing amount of cross-marketing goes on. For someone comes in to get their hair done and go, oh, gee, down the road does pedicures and manicures while I'm here. Could I blah, blah, blah. Oh, gee, someone else. So there's a cross energy that goes on, which is just fabulous to watch and see. And people can, it's a one-stop shop. Everybody's doing their thing, but there's such an amazing group of talented people that we have in there in all sorts of fields.
I think it's fantastic. I've been there. I got my hair done there last week, in a class. Amber was educating some people, so she was able to educate on this head of hair, which is nice. And I know that we're going to be interviewing your better half. I mean your other half. Julie, at another time, to talk a little bit more about the aesthetics of the space and such, because she gives all these wonderful virtual tours to everybody, not virtual, in person and virtual. I want to ask a few questions about you and why you decided to do this?
Many years, numerous decades, started in Australia, and basically have built numerous salons in Australia in different cities, and was regarded as, we used to do quite a lot of big fashion shows and hair shows, and I've made it my business to work and expose myself to all sorts of fields in the hairdressing industry, from photographic work to fashion work to working with fashion houses to all sorts of things, to teaching, to what have you. I've been fortunate to be able to travel to different continents and teach, from everywhere from Japan to South Africa to, I spent some time in London back in the early 80s. And I moved to America in 1998 for a change of scenery and new challenges. And 2000, I got involved with ammonia-free hair color, and we were the US distributor for an amazing product range. I fortunately got to teach color theory and practice and one thing and another through to numerous hairdressers. I spent thousands of hours researching color, the chemistry of color and the physics of color, and came up with a new approach to color, teaching color and one thing and another, and the laws of color, and the actual physics of color, et cetera, et cetera. So I've had a very varied, purposely career, and made it that way, that I'm always up for challenges and new experiences, and believe one of the important things, if you're not learning, then you know, so I always try to put myself in positions where I'm learning something, and all that sort of thing. And this is doing what we're doing now is to me is the way to help others, I guess, because I've got plenty of experience in running different salons. I've built 10 different salons over the years, and putting, you know, Image Studio, which is comes out of Salt Lake City, and the guys behind Image Studios are super intelligent and bright and passionate about what they do, putting our shoulder to their wheel, because they, you know, want to do it best in class. They care about the professional, they care about the beauty industry as we do, which is why we've aligned ourselves with them, because they're just, you know, the whole concept is let's do it better than anybody else and really provide for the beauty professional, not just in a space, but in education, in support, in all sorts of things. And you've seen the space, Sharon. The space is beautiful. It's fresh. It's clean. It's light, lots of natural light. And, you know, how do we look after beauty professionals? So,
yeah. Well, anyway, not just that, you have this wonderful air filtration system, which is so important. Especially today, listen, it's always been important, but I think we got a little dose of how important it is to have a space today that's going to bring us some health and happiness. You have this wonderful natural light, which I know is so important. How important it was about that air purification system, because, you know, there's so many chemicals, right, that go on in the hair industry. So this is a big piece and a great advantage for the stylists that come in.
Absolutely. Yes, we've gone to a lot of trouble to make sure that air filtration system that we've got in there, using, you know, basically the latest technology to purify the air from, you know, not only just odors and chemicals and those sorts of things, but everything, you know, it handles mold, viruses, bacteria, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And let's face it, you know, in this right now, that's plays a rather big role in things, that just keeping the air pure, the light correct, you know. I mean, all that level of detail is not just slapping up some walls and creating some boxes. We've created, you know, spaces that are aesthetic. And let's face it, we're in the, you know, for goodness sake, we're, you know, in the aesthetic business, you know, or beauty professionals, no matter what level they're doing, they're in the aesthetic business. They should have an aesthetic space to work in.
I agree.
That's the tone.
That is the tone. Well, let me ask you something, Hilton, before we wrap up today. What did you learn in 2020?
What did I learn in 2020?
The question is, what did you learn from 2020?
Okay. yeah, because there's numerous things I learned through 2020, but from 2020. Number of things, I guess, is that when the going gets tough, the tough get going, I think is an old saying. And it's all like, you know, things happen. I've been around long enough to go, from time to time, there's comes out of the woodwork somewhere, or I wasn't expecting that. And so things like we've just gone through, it sort of shakes things up a bit. And the people that are actually resilient, have good focus, have dreams and goals and purposes that are, you know, that they're willing to pursue, will shine through in one thing and another. And it takes, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of adversity to shake people up a little bit and go, well, what's important, what's not? You know, and I think, you know, I've done some reevaluation in 2020 of like, well, what is really important and what's not, and what's just fluff and what's the really important stuff in life? I think we've all probably had a little bit of that, and prioritizing what's important. And I think what I've found is, you know, talking to people that we're dealing with in Image Studios, the level of commitment that we actually have from the people that have joined us and operating their business into a, you know, we've got people that are booming in adversity, and but it's those people that are passionate, are driven, are keen to present something better. And to me, quite often out of adversity comes a renaissance. Yes. You know, if you look through history.
We interrupt this awesome podcast to tell you about sponsoring podcasts. Do you know that some 57 million Americans listen to podcasts? And not only are they devoted to their favorite podcasts, they're also very open to advertiser messages, because it's like 2020, yo. If you are interested in sponsoring this podcast, we would love to have you. Reach out to us. Hit us up, 13th Avenue Media. You can find us all over social. Enjoy the rest of the show.
To me, it's sort of like renaissance has come out of these times that are like, whoa. And I'm actually believe we're in the beginning of another renaissance because of what's happened. Well, because of what's happened, or it's just time for another renaissance. If I look back through history, which I like to study history a bit, that, you know, the beautiful 20s decade, 1920s was after difficult times, the Renaissance. Anyway, I won't get too involved in history, but I think we've got a Renaissance coming that is going to be remarkable.
I agree. I think great things come out of tremendous adversity. I think that we've all, like you said, learned what's important. And just to tie that into what you have in Dunedin now with these beautiful studios to offer to the professional beauty world, to be in a place that brings you joy, brings you happiness, where you can be your best self all day, work for yourself. I think that's tremendous today. There's such an opportunity now, you know, to take hold of your future and take hold of your life. So I'm going to give a little promo for you guys about who is a good fit, because I've been in the space and I happen to know that there's a few spaces left and it's going to be gone soon. So jump on this when you can. I would love to see more nail techs, maybe a tattoo artist.
Yes.
Right?
I know. Tattoo artist.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
We already have some hair professionals, hairstylists, some eyelash extensions.
Certainly still spaces available for other hairdressers or
yes.
A massage therapist. With
massage therapist, yes. A good medical massage therapist would be nice.
Yes, indeed. We've got a great variety in there at the moment, and I would just love to see anybody that's got a passion for what they do is going to fit in. That's,
yes.
You know, really, if you've got the passion in any field whatsoever, that is beauty, health, art, blah, blah, blah. You know, we've had some photographers come in and look at the spot. You know, it's just getting that. If you're passionate and you're good, you know, you're good intended person, you will fit in with the group that we have, because we have some wonderful, wonderful people there at this point in time.
Wonderful people. And bring your good energy to this space. So everybody check out Image Studios in Dunedin. Hilton Bell, thank you so much for being here. I'm excited that you are bringing even more innovation to Tampa Bay. So thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Sharon. Great to talk to you.
You too. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are bringing you today the better half, dare I say, of Hilton Bell. It is Julie Bell, co-owner, co-founder of Image Studios in Dunedin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Happy to have you here. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what it's like when you have that opportunity to tour somebody through the space.
Great. Now that is something I love to do. I really do.
Good.
My background is I'm an esthetician, but it was quite some time ago in Australia. And since the, you know, makeup, all that sort of thing, plus I was involved with hair as well and taught at a academy, not hairdressing, I taught the estheticians. And so it's in my DNA, if you like.
Yeah.
And then the thing I love about the touring is that I'm showing someone who is an artist in their own right, whether that be an esthetician, a lash person, a gorgeous hairdresser, someone that's terrific with color, adding extensions to the hair, body contouring, beautiful masseuse, anywhere, or anyone, I should say, that's creating. And what are they creating? They're creating their craft, whatever it is, their talent, bringing their own talent into it, their own self into what they do. And then they're actually helping someone. They're helping a woman have more beautiful nails. They're helping a woman or a man have better skin, being educated on how to care for their skin at home and what products to use, because there's a plethora of cosmetics and skincare. So which one's right for you and what's going to help you, right? So touring those people, I get to show them, A, the most beautiful space that we've created with Image Studios and their basic design, and then we've added our own aesthetic to it. Image Studios being a wonderful salon suite business. And the beauty of that is that it creates this magical place where you can create, where you can operate your own business. You can be who you want to be. You can, and this is what I love when I'm touring someone. Their eyes light up, they get to see it, they get to envision, oh, this is my space, I could create it. I could put beautiful plant up here, I can paint that wall, I can get beautiful floating shelves put up beside the basic cabinetry, if you like, that we provide. We provide the basic things that they need to start, whether it be a hairdresser or an esthetician.
Yeah, even the nurse practitioners, which me being in the medical industry for so long, there was a time, it's only since I believe May of 2020, I might be wrong on the month, but that nurse practitioners here in the state of Florida can operate their businesses without a medical director on site, which really gives such amazing opportunities for all of the aesthetic nurse practitioners that have to go work in a space that maybe they're just not aligned with, and they've always wanted to do it on their own. That's why they became nurse practitioners, because they wanted to practice whatever medicine feels good to them. Mm-hmm. And believe me, there's so many that are in the aesthetic industry. So to know that they can come in and have their own space and be around these wonderful creatives to inspire each other is just thrilling.
Oh, it is.
Isn't it, right? So Julie, I want to know, I know how excited you are about the space, because this excitement that Julie portrays is all the time, which I love, because I think that when you are starting your own business, it can be so scary. And I'm sure that there's so many questions that run through their minds when they're taking the tour, like, you know, will I succeed or will I fit in? Can you talk to us a little bit about the other support that Image Studios provides? There's wonderful business accompaniment, that like an app that maybe you could mention so everybody understands a little bit about how it's not just a space, but there's so much more help with how you can run your own business.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. It is fantastic, the support. And I understand that. Like, I toured a lady the other day. She really wanted it, really wanted to start her own business, and she could see all the points. And I'm sure she will come to us. She's terrific. But there's that fear factor, if you like, of, oh, it's change and I'm used to doing this or whatever. And I'm great at doing what I do, but I don't really understand enough about business. So to that degree, it's a bit scary. And I understand that completely.
Yeah.
So Image have put together wonderful training that is free to the Image pros online. They have business training. It's not technical. There are other avenues for technical, but this is business training. There's how to raise your prices is one of them. You know, how to get...
do your invoicing, right? I mean, all of these things that are not doing hair or Botox or eyebrows or lash extensions, it's just, it must be very scary.
Yes. And so they go through lessons that you can do, which is fabulous support. There's also an app which is, it is available at a, you know, out there, but it's been tailor-made also, and Image Studios work with them for months to tailor-make it so that an Image Pro can market through it, they can run their business analytics, they can see on a daily basis what retail sales they've done, what service sales they've done. It can collate all their clients. They put in everything they do with their clients so that next time, in other words, you don't need a card with all what treatments that they had last and what date. It's all there. And that's fairly out there now, and very few people are familiar with that. But this one, I must say, is brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. Click of a button, you can pull up the reports and send it to the accountant at the end of the financial year. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
So there is that support as well. It takes away a lot of that scariness. And really, the scariness, all you need is your clientele, a little bit to start with your product, and then you can add to the salon as you go. And do it on a gradient. It doesn't have to be all done at once, and you don't have to be a fantastic business person at all. You get to start, do your clients, you're your own boss in your own space. Beautiful, as I'm sure Hilton has mentioned, the purified air so that the pathogens and viruses are killed off and the odors because of the ionization and the ultraviolet light that's running through our air conditioning system. So that's a big point, particularly at the moment, to make your clients feel safe. So from a business perspective, it's all there for you. It really is. And that's what I love about the touring, going back to that, because I get to show someone how they can expand their life across the various spheres of their life. Because having more financial freedom, which you do get because you're running your own business, so therefore you get to keep the proceeds of your work.
Yeah.
And it helps your family. It helps your friends. You know, it really gives you an opportunity. And the only sort of cost to you is your rent, because everything else is covered. Right. And that's the beauty of this system, really.
It really is. And, you know, I mentioned this before to you and to Hilton, and also when I was just talking to Hilton on the last show, I'll just, for my own self, my own business, I would have never left my home office unless there was a space that spoke to my brand. And my space that I'm in is a well building, and everybody, you know, it's green and it's there's plants inside, all the things in the medical industry and the healthcare industry that I find so important because I work with a lot of integrative medicine doctors and practitioners. And right before I was going to sign a lease down the street of just a building, because I had, you know, grown these two businesses and I wanted to have a space to bring staff in and such, I was going to rent a space right down the block from my house. Mm-hmm. And I would have been paying not only the rent, I would have been paying for the Wi-Fi and the electric and, you know, I mean, overwhelming cost in comparison to where I am today. And it really is so similar to Image Studios in Dunedin, because just to be able to move in, the chairs are beautiful. You have the sinks for the stylist, the lighting. There's automatic marketing once you're in the space, because everybody is sharing on social about how wonderful it is to be their own boss. And you know, Julie, with this being International Women's Day Month, it's really empowering for us to now, you know, be at a place where we can do this, you know,
women can
support each other, women, right? Isn't that amazing?
Exactly.
It really is. It's, and I know how inspired you get. I see it in your eyes every time we talk about it. And I know that you and Hilton want to leave a legacy and really help these, not just women, mostly women, some men too. You know, a barber would be great in there, right?
Oh, that's what I would love. That's my next one. So all those barbers out there, please contact us. You would love it too. It's not just a feminine space at all.
Not at all. It's gorgeous. And think about all the referrals you get from all the women coming there to their husbands and their boyfriends.
Exactly.
Well, Julie, I'm really excited. I asked Hilton the same thing. I will ask you. Mm-hmm. I really want to know what 2020 taught you. What did you learn from 2020?
Oh, the importance of self-resiliency.
For sure.
That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Because you have to increase and be aware of yourself, your goals, your purposes, and the survival of yourself and those that you care to have around you, whether that be your family or your friends. To me, that's it, self-resiliency.
Yeah, resilience. Such a great word. It's a great word for all of us.
Yeah.
I'm excited about your space. They still have a few spots left there, so I wouldn't wait.
That's right.
I go there myself, and now I can get my hair did, and I can go down the hall and get my nails done, and then I can go down the hall and get some eyelash extensions, extensions in my hair. Not that I need it though, Julie. My God, I can't extend this any longer than it already is. Well, thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much for bringing such amazing innovation to Dunedin and to Tampa Bay. We needed you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.